shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
And today we're back to the chance of some scattered storms. We have a level one risk across the area. I'll walk you through the timeline.
Plus, it's a star-studded soccer match in the Triangle, bringing tens of thousands of fans to Chapel Hill. We have everything you need to know about the Chelsea versus Wrexham showdown, from traffic to tickets.
Today marks the third time in history the Powerball jackpot has reached $1 billion. Coming up, I'll tell you what your chances are of becoming the big winner.
4:30 the time right now on your Wednesday morning. We're so glad that you're making us part of your routine here. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. I have still yet to buy a ticket for either of those jackpots. Maybe it's time to get in now.
I'm a multiple loser. many time loser in this round here.
Maybe it's just waiting for, you know, us to jump in and get into the action. Let's jump into the news right now. We'll begin with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look at our severe weather risk for today.
Yeah, we're going to get back into the action today, too, here with weather, especially for our potential for scattered thunderstorms. Now, the coverage doesn't look too great, which is good news. But if we do have any storms develop, we have the potential for a few of those to produce some wind damage. So here's a look at Futurecast. We've had some thunderstorms develop over West Virginia overnight. Some of that's going to be diving down close to us this morning, potentially maybe South Hill, Roxboro sees a quick sprinkle. We'll also see a bit more cloud cover today because of that system. Now, once we get closer to lunchtime, it'll be mostly sunny to partly cloudy. At 3 o'clock, you can see a few isolated storms between Clinton and Goldsboro. We'll move it ahead to 5 o'clock and pause it again. And at that point, we have the potential maybe for some rain down around parts of the Sand Hills. That comes swinging southward down through around 8 or 9 o'clock. So you can see not a ton of coverage out there, but the potential for a little bit. This is a look at our air quality current map. We do have a little pocket in our northeastern counties and from Durham north and west of code orange, but it definitely looks like that is going to continue to improve. Our forecast from the Department of Air Quality is for code yellow all across the viewing area, so that's definitely great news. 80 degrees right now. It is a very warm start with a really high dew point. That's 74 right now, so definitely the heat index is going to be a big deal for us today. We'll see a high temperature of 93 with a chance of a few storms, but we'll walk you through the next several days. Heat index coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Soccer takes center stage in the Triangle today as two top English teams, Chelsea and Wrexham, square off. The highly anticipated match is bringing people in from all over the world, including Wrexham's owner, Ryan Reynolds. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from Chapel Hill with what you need to know from traffic impacts to tickets. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Yes, tens of thousands of people are expected to flock here to Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill. Behind me, you can see the fan zone already set up. We have stages, we have tents, we have signs, and all the excitement for those crowds coming in. Chapel Hill is typically known for getting this type of attention for basketball, but now the town is getting put on the map by hosting the first international soccer matchup of this series. So that means traffic will be heavy. I spoke with the assistant police chief who recommends drivers avoid Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to come into town. In the yellow here on this map, you can see it shows directions from I-40 East. You want to take 15501 to exit 270 and highlight it in green here. If you take I-40 West, you'll get onto NC-54. That'll take you to exit 273A.
We have a lot of people who bike and walk on any given day. It'll be even more because of the game. And it's important that, you know, the cars are looking out for those people and you know, driving in a way that keeps everybody safe.
So this is the first exhibition in the U.S. for Wrexham, the team owned by Ryan Reynolds. Tickets are sold out and many surrounding hotels are booked. The game will pump about $15 million into the local economy. And as far as parking, well, all Keenan Stadium parking lots will be open and available, but you have to purchase tickets for that before getting here. Also, rideshare and bus public transit is also encouraged. We have more details about parking on WRAL.com. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Chapel Hill.
And we have more coverage ahead on the big match tonight. In the next 15 minutes, meet some of the singers who will be performing just before kickoff.
Wake County Schools has a new superintendent to oversee its 160,000 students. Robert Taylor will lead the school system starting October 1st. He served as a deputy state superintendent and as superintendent of Bladen County Schools for 10 years. He also spent time at the Clinton City Schools. State Superintendent Catherine Truitt gave her stamp of approval for her former colleague, pointing to his ability to take on challenges like school security.
Rob is an expert in this area, so that's one thing I think he is automatically going to be able to hit the ground running on. And I know from surveys and from talking to parents that school safety is top of mind.
One board member, Cheryl Caulfield, said no to the vote last night. She said she wasn't against Taylor, just the $326,000 salary that he'll get. Taylor did not attend last night's school board meeting. WRL made contact with him by phone, and he declined an interview at this time. You can read seven of the biggest challenges Taylor faces by going to WRL.com/education.
The man accused of carrying out a stabbing spree in Oxford is waking up in a different facility this morning. We've learned Malik Webb was transferred for his protection and for mental health treatment. WRL also obtained court documents showing Webb had been out on bond for a trespassing charge at the same Walmart where he's accused of stabbing his third victim. Police say Webb stabbed two other people on Monday, one at the Granville County Administration Building, the other at a McDonald's. One of them, Terry Hobgood, is recovering at home. We're working to learn the conditions of the other two, Edward Shaw and Robert Frazier.
Police in Alabama are revealing more about their investigation into a two-day search for Carly Russell. Officers announced last night Carly visited a Target and purchased some snacks on the same night that she disappeared last week. But investigators say those items were not found in or near the car or on the side of the highway where she called 911 to report a child walking alone. Authorities say they have not located any evidence of a toddler walking in that area. Carly showed up several days later at her parents' home alone.
Federal investigators are working to figure out what caused a small plane to crash in Edgecombe County. Police say it happened at the Tarboro Edgecombe Airport just before 7 last night. We're told the plane's engine failed and was forced to make an emergency landing. That's when it ran off the runway and into a retaining pond. Two people were on board. No one was hurt.
All right, so what would you do with $1 billion? You have a few hours to think about it ahead of tonight's historic Powerball drawing. It's the third largest in the game's history, and it could grow higher as people rush out to buy tickets today. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live with what you need to know about this big drawing. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning. More than $52 million worth of Powerball tickets have been sold here in North Carolina since the last jackpot winner. And then you can see that all these people are going to be looking at these numbers right here, hoping that they will be the big winner tonight. Now, if you win tonight's $1 billion Powerball, you're pretty lucky, right? But just how lucky are you? I caught up with UNC statistics professor Jan Hanek to find out. He says there's about a 30% chance that someone will win the $1 billion Powerball tonight, but there's only a 1 in 292 million chance that that person will be you.
If you go to a Major League Baseball game, sit in the lower seats, lower tier, and you catch three foul balls, not one, not two, but three foul balls while sitting at your seat, that's about your chance.
That's actually the same chance that you would have to get struck by lightning twice in one lifetime. So best of luck if you're going to try that out. And you can catch the drawing tonight here on WRAL at 11 p.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
It's beginning to sound like we are on repeat. Once again, there is no Mega Millions winner. The jackpot is now an estimated $720 million. The take-home cash option is just under $370 million. What would you do with that? Last night's winning numbers, 19, 22, 31, 37, 54, and the Mega Ball was 18, the Megaplier was 4. The next Mega Ball Mega Millions drawing is set for Friday night here on WRL.
A new clue this morning in the months-long search for the girl who disappeared after getting off her school bus near Charlotte. Up next, how the girl's mother, who already faces charges in this case, thinks another family member is involved.
Plus, more potential criminal charges for Donald Trump, this time regarding the 2020 presidential election. How the former president is responding this morning.
And we'll give you a live look this morning at Apex right down Salem Street there as meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center. timing out severe storm chances for your Wednesday.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43. We're going to take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. Some showers and thunderstorms up into Virginia. That's going to fizzle out before it reaches us. But there could be an isolated shower around Roxborough or up around South Hill this morning. We do have a level one risk for severe storms. We'll most likely see that later this afternoon after lunchtime between, say, noon or 1 and maybe around 8 o'clock or so. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat. It's nice and quiet in Apex this morning. And it's a bit cloudy, too, with those showers and thunderstorms to our north feeding a little cloud cover in. But most of us are going to stay dry from that. 78 in Southern Pines, 79 in Fayetteville, 76 in Irwin, 78 Rocky Mount. It is a really warm morning out there. So walking the dog, you'll notice that. A hot afternoon at 93 with a few isolated storms. We'll check the heat index coming up.
New developments in the case of Madalena Kojikari, the girl who vanished after getting off her school bus near Charlotte last November. Unsealed court documents show her mother believes Madalena's stepfather may have given her away for money. The documents released to our partners at WCNC in Charlotte also show there were possible sightings of the girl in December in Sugar Mountain and Linville. Police say they have a photo of the girl with a man who is her only known blood relative in the U.S. The records also show that during a recorded jail call, the girl's mother discussed a big bag of money and the theory that her stepfather sold her. Madalena's mother and stepfather are both in jail for failing to report her missing.
Former President Donald Trump is addressing another round of potential criminal charges against him. Trump appeared at a town hall event in Iowa last night, hosted by Fox News. He spoke out against the DOJ and special counsel Jack Smith, who he says is now targeting him in the investigation of the January 6th riot.
It's election interference. Never been done like this in the history of our country, and it's a disgrace. What's happening to our country, whether it's the borders or the elections or kinds of things like this, where the DOJ has become a weapon for the Democrats, an absolute weapon.
Trump says he received a letter from the DOJ that suggests an indictment is coming. Special counsel has not confirmed that. If it's true, it'll be the second indictment from that special counsel against Trump, who's running for president again next year. Another familiar face is joining the race to become Durham's next mayor. City Councilwoman Deidreana Freeman just announced her candidacy in April. Our cameras were rolling when she was involved in a heated exchange with Mayor Pro Tem Mark Anthony Middleton over accusations of extortion involving another council member. She later faced criticism from her fellow council members and has since apologized. Freeman is hoping to replace Mayor Elaine O'Neill, who is not running for re-election. Democratic Senator Mike Woodard is also running in this race. And Durham's mayoral primary, it's nonpartisan. It is in October.
New research shows our area has one of the fastest growing economies in the country. The Triangle's economy ranked third in a new study from UNC's Kenan Institute. Our area trails only behind San Francisco, California, and Austin, Texas, which takes first place. Chief economist of the Kenan Institute, Dr. Gerald Cohen, says this has a lot to do with all the high-tech workers in our region. He says we have a double boost. Not only are our universities and colleges putting out highly skilled workers that can fill these high-tech jobs, but we also have a lot of people moving to the area. It's important to note this analysis looked at the Triangle region as a whole instead of individual cities. WRL's Ashley Rowe spoke to Cohen about what this means for us.
The key takeaway is that the Triangle economy remains one of the strongest in the nation, and that's really good for us if you're in the Triangle. But it also has challenges because housing affordability is a challenge. And so if you're a government official, work on affordability.
Dr. Cohen still believes we're on pace nationally for a recession by early next year. He says the Triangle will not feel it as much because of all this economic growth and development. WRL caught up with the group singing the national anthem tonight for the Chelsea versus Wrexham game. The UNC Clefhangers are an a cappella group made up of UNC students and alumni. The group said they are ready to usher in all the excitement.
Just really excited about an opportunity to do this.
And it seems like the campus is really excited too. Yeah. Like I've been biking around campus doing like taking summer school classes, and they got like all these tents and like events and stuff set up around the bell tower. They got crazy construction going around. All the stadium drive is blocked off right now. There's a lot of hype on campus.
You can catch our live reports from the field beginning tonight on WRAL.
And another local takes the stage tonight. It is Garland Mason. He posted this to his verified Instagram account. He's scheduled to perform for songs for fans during FanFest before the game. The fun begins at 5 p.m. right in front of Keenan Stadium.
And that may be around the time where we'll have to watch for some rain. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking these showers and storms.
And we're starting off this morning with a few isolated showers and thunderstorms, mostly up into Virginia, back over towards Salisbury and Charlotte. It doesn't look like any of that's going to reach us, but it may send some clouds our way this morning, so it may feel a little grayer than it may usually in the morning this time of year. Of course, the last couple of days, it's been very smoky out, and there may be a little bit of haze lingering as well. We take a look at our severe threat. It covers pretty much the entire state, but it's a level one risk. That means that our potential for severe storms is just isolated. So a few, one or two, could pop up where we have some damaging winds. We take a look at Futurecast and we'll roll it through today, and you can see those showers and thunderstorms that are up in Virginia kind of swing by to the north. So at Roxboro, South Hill, maybe Roanoke Rapids sees a quick little shower, but most of us won't see anything until much later in the day. And right now it looks like mainly it's focused in the south. So at 3 o'clock between Clinton and Goldsboro, we have a stray shower. And Futurecast shows a little bit more of that developing down to the south again between, say, 7 and 9, swinging through Southern Pines, Fayetteville, and Clinton. So that would mean Chapel Hill stays dry during the game. I know a lot of folks will hope for that. We take a look at our air quality. We still have some pockets of code orange air quality from Durham northward and then up near the Virginia line up around Roanoke Rapids. But from Raleigh southward, we're looking at yellow, and our forecast for the day is yellow. A little pocket of red down near Atlanta, but we're starting to see the air quality improving. Code yellow is something that's pretty normal for us for summer days. We see it anytime it's hot and humid, we tend to see a code yellow, and that's not necessarily unhealthy for any particular group. Our temperatures this morning are really warm. We're in the mid 70s. If you're planning to head out to Dix Park to see the sunflowers in full bloom, I would go early. Temperatures will climb into the low 90s this afternoon, and we'll have that isolated chance of a thunderstorm. It will feel like 101 with the heat index. It's way up at 74 right now with the dew point, so it's going to feel pretty rough for us today. Tomorrow's high 92 with a chance of scattered storms, 93 Friday, and then we get a little bit of a break from some of that intense heat, 89 on Saturday and 90 on Sunday.
Elizabeth, thanks. Hanging up, choosing not to answer, neither option seems to stop those spam calls about an extended warranty. Just ahead, the new solution from the federal government to crack down on robocalls and companies that give out your phone numbers.
.454 right now on your Wednesday morning. This is the intersection of Franklin Street right there in Chapel Hill, our top of the hill camera right now. And get ready for another hot day in the 90s. Once again, we've had 15 of them this month, so it should not come as a surprise again today. New this month, farmers can apply for a share of more than $2 billion in grant money from the federal government.
It addresses discrimination in how USDA farm subsidies were given out before 2021. WRAL's Keenan Willard shows us who is eligible and why some black farmers say the money could bring more equity to the industry.
At Golden Organic Farm in Edgecombe County, Kendrick Ransom is taking on two jobs, putting food on the table and teaching others to do the same.
Historically, it's been very challenging to be a black farmer.
Ransom runs a farming incubator, helping beginners learn the skills to get started in agriculture. He says there's a need for more black farmers in this country. Experts tell WRAL that only about 45,000 farmers in the U.S. identify as black, making up just over 1% of the industry. The reason for that disparity?
A lot dealing with the USDA, discrimination that played a part.
Ransom says historically the federal government discriminated against minorities in the process of giving out economic subsidies to farmers. He says it left many black farmers unable to afford to keep their land over the years.
And we're just being totally dominated, you know, and it's time for time for some change.
A potential step in the right direction, the USDA is launching the Discrimination Financial Assistance Program. It's $2.2 billion worth of federal grant money, set aside specifically for farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners who experienced discrimination by the USDA's farm lending prior to 2021. If approved, each farmer can get up to $500,000 under the plan.
It will definitely be able to help a lot of the older farmers.
Ransom says after decades of discrimination, it'll take time for minority farmers to trust the USDA. But he's hopeful this grant could help empower a new wave of black farmers to be successful.
I think that'll give our younger generation something to look forward to. There may be more hope that comes along with this.
Keenan Willard, WRL News, Edgecombe County.
Farmers have until October to apply for the grant. You can find the application and see if you're eligible in the story on WRAL.com.
We all get them all the time, those unwanted spam calls about extended warranties. Well, no worries. Help may be on the way. Federal Trade Commission announced a new effort called Operation Stop Scams Calls. It's to crack down on illegal telemarketing. It goes after people who give phone numbers to robocallers. Authorities say these so-called lead generators have sold more than 700 million phone numbers. The new effort also targets internet companies that allow calls to be placed from overseas at little or no cost. A highly anticipated soccer match is happening tonight in Chapel Hill. And coming up, Laura Levine will tell us how the city's preparing for the big crowds at the Chelsea-Wrexham game.
And new developments in the decades-long investigation into who killed rapper Tupac Shakur. What we've learned about a search warrant that was recently carried out.
And the hype for what's being called Barbenheimer has exploded. Coming up, Ken Smith breaks down how the two very different films are helping to fuel a healthy competition in the film industry.